Okay, let's get through this week's thank yous. Even though Jay's not here, doesn't mean we can't say thank you to a number of people like Stacey in Proserpine. She explained how it is that she's been a massive Jimmy Barnes fan since the age of 8. And she's never seen him in concert.
What?
Well, I don't drive. I don't have a car. So usually when a concert's in Mackay, I can never get there. So, I sit there and pretend I'm there.
No, we can't have that, Stacey. That's the reason why we gave you the tickets to see Jimmy Barnes at the Mech on September 18. You can still get your tickets, by the way, at themech.com.au. Also, thanks to Simon Curry, who's one of the organisers of the Bullet Bikes Grass Tree Beach Races this Sunday, and letting us know just some of the details.
So it's down at Grass Tree Beach, one of the beautiful beaches in this Mackay region, just south here of Mackay, and we're expecting racing to get underway around 10 o'clock. Obviously, being tide dependent, as soon as we can get onto the beach with enough sand there, we'll be on there and rip them.
Yeah, that's a bit weird, waiting for the tide to go out to start the race. Also, thank you very much to Ryan from Nitro Circus for filling us in on, well, some of his young daredevil days.
Now that I think about it, I used to jump stairs, and whoever could jump the most stairs in primary school was the coolest kid, so I launched my 15 stairs on my feet, which is not a good idea. But maybe that's why I'm jumping off stuff now.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Ryan from Nitro Circus. By the way, it's coming to Mackay April 4. The tickets go on sale in October, as a matter of fact. So I'll give you all the details very soon. Also, thank you very much to Rod for his call about the vegan song that I put together, which was based on the lady over in Perth that complained about the barbecue smell. She's a vegan.
You know how you were talking about people not liking Mackay? Well, they heard that song. I think after that there might be a few more people. My God, she just must have no life whatsoever.
Now, there was something happening around Scott Street in Walkerston where someone wanted to know who owns the damn rooster. Yeah. It was a little bit on a strange one. Renee, she says it's actually okay to have chickens in the backyard in the residential area.
I have chickens, yes. No, I don't have a rooster. We grew them from day-old chicks, and we were worried that we had a rooster because if we had a rooster, we'd have to get rid of it. I have a coop. I have a fully enclosed coop that they sleep in at night time, and I let them out in the daytime, so they're free-ranging through the day, and they go to bed by themselves at night time.
Now, earlier in the week, Maxine from Marion gave us a call just on regards to the Bendigo councillors. There was two of them that says having the card girls at the boxing fight with Jeff Horn there was degrading to women. Well, Maxine doesn't think that's the case at all.
No, it's not at all. I think it's just a whole lot of hoo-ha about nothing. You know, we see women or girls walking around supermarkets wearing less.
Absolutely. You got it on point there, right, Maxine? Thank you to Sharon from Neverdale. Hello, Sharon. She says, when we asked, should we cull the magpies or not, she's saying no way.
No, because it's only breeding season. It's only for a short while.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and we know where they are, so we either avoid them or take measures to so that we are protected if they do swoop.
Now, Jay is getting married. That's the reason why he's not here today. He gets married tomorrow. I asked the question because he just said casual as far as the dress code is concerned on the invitation. Well, I asked about the jeans, whether or not it's okay. Kevin called and he says he got married in jeans.
Yeah, I wore them on my wedding day and that's what I was most comfortable wearing. I had all my brothers wearing jeans as well. I had a white shirt, a black vest, and me brothers had a black shirt with dark blue jeans.
Good on you, Kevin. Thanks very much. I might actually wear the jeans, even though I'm the MC for the night. Nothing wrong with a good pair of jeans. Thank you to Shikani in Eastern. She gave us a call. We were talking about those toys from our childhoods, and she reminded us of one little one, and she's gone a little bit berserk on them.
A troll doll. I had the big ones and the small ones. Yes, I was a troll doll fan from the age of 5. The hair has to be up or it's bad luck that it's down.
Well, she's got all the hair up on 600 of them. She was telling us as well. Amazing. And one last one. Finally, thank you very much to Milton Black, who says the Tigers won't make the big stage come October long weekend, but they will beat the Cronulla Sharks this weekend.
Well, not to the grand final, I don't feel. I think they're not quite good enough to get to the grand final. But I'll tell you what, when I look at the Tigers playing Paul Gallen, I think is going to be a little disappointed because I think the Tigers will actually win and they're on their home ground.
Well, that's a good thing and a bad thing there. Well, both in the same conversation. That is this weekend's thank yous, or this week's thank yous. And it's Jane Day for breakfast here at Triple M.